So we already established at the top of the show that Mike does not believe in astrology. He is a killjoy on this score. I am going to read a realist. Yeah, okay. Well, I do. I find them to be very fascinating, interesting, and I looked mine up today. According to BeliefNet, my horoscope is this. The sun dances his way through the Aries signs of the twins, creating a celestial harmony for you. Depending upon the intensity of your recent individual struggle, the weeks ahead can surely lighten your load. Enjoy sparks of playful interaction as opportunities arise, for the month will also bring its share of serious issues into the light. Now, in my opinion, this is a sufficient horoscope because there is enough ambiguity that I may derive whatever message that I choose from said horoscope.
So believing in horoscopes is like believing in Jell-O.
No, it's not. It is different things to different people. And to Shelley Ackerman, it's a big deal. It's her life. She's a professional astrologer. She writes the very horoscope I just read to you. She writes horoscopes for BeliefNet and other publications. And she also helped organize a huge conference that's going on right now in Denver, Colorado, the United Astrology Conference, where astrologers there are talking about how the stars and planets can affect everything from the spiritual to the political. Conference organizers say these are particularly auspicious times, and it is written in the sky. For one thing, Pluto, remember that you used to be planet, is stirring things up. Shelley joins me now on the line. Hi, Shelley.
How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for being here.
You are welcome.
So, astrologers like yourself are saying there are some rare alignments in the sky, and many of your colleagues are focusing their attention on these alignments and how they're affecting politics.
Right.
What make that connection for me? What alignments are happening?
First, I heard you reading that horoscope before, and you said, or your colleague said, that believing in horoscopes is like believing in Jell-O, and I'm inclined to agree. So I would like to, if it's okay with you, make the distinction between those cute little paragraphs that we all write, because editors insist upon it, and what real astrology is, which is quite different.
Please.
Yeah. So obviously, 12 paragraphs do not address the entire population of the world. That would be nuts to even think in those terms. But they are little teasers and little introductions to a huge and complex system that Copernicus, Kepler, Isaac Newton, Galileo, and a few other great minds in history have been deeply involved with. What editors and pop and people in pop media like is that people do turn to the horoscope page as a kind of inspirational thought for the day, just as many of us turn to the obituaries to make sure we haven't died so we go to work in the morning. And, you know, as a little kind of interesting to start the day.
It provides a vehicle for reflection.
Exactly. Well, that's very well
put.
I may use that.
Yeah,
that's very good.
That.
Thank you.
So how does this, let's talk about what's going on at this conference. I was astounded to find out that there was such a conference.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you guys, what's the buzz there? What are you talking about?
Well, there's huge buzz. Astrology is a vast, vast system. So as you might imagine at any conference of whether it's dentists or doctors or artists or, you know, market people, that there are many, many variations on a theme. And since astrology is such a huge system, there are many, many different techniques, and there have been over 270 classes given at this thing. So the buzz is, you know, the particular alignments of the moment and what's coming up in the next 4 years, which have been unprecedented, really, in our lifetime. And so astrologers, for the most part, are not just trying to get the prediction right. I mean, that's kind of like a horse race or a stupid pet trick, but much more, we're humanists, and we care about people, we care about the individuals that come to us, and we look at our craft and what the heavens are doing, and we say, my goodness, this is going to either make us or break us, and let's use the information to empower people so that we don't have to blow the place up or make some mistakes.
Well, we unfortunately don't have a whole lot of time, but I want to hear some of the predictions that are floating out there. You've singled out Election Day and the day
right.
of inauguration, November 4th and January 20th,
correct,
as astrologically significant. Why?
Well, because on Election Day, two planets are in exact opposition. If you think of astrology as celestial geometry, and you think of the planets making aspects to each other as they would in a circle, mathematical, like when we learned geometry in school, when there is an exact to the minute opposition, that's very, very meaningful. And it's tension producing, and it's really talking about two sensibilities, two camps diametrically opposed, kind of fighting it out. And there are symbols in this year's election chart. Two planets change signs on election day, and Mercury, the planet of communication and tabulation, is at the same degree as it was in 2000, and we all remember what happened then.
Lots of chaos, lots of confusion, and I have a feeling that there's probably a lot more to this story. And Shelley, I'm going to ask you to talk with me a little later today, and we'll put a blog posting up specifying some of those predictions. I'm afraid we have to leave it there.
Okay.
Shelley Ackerman is a professional astrologer. She helped organize the United Astrology Conference that is taking place in Denver, Colorado. Thanks very much, Shelley.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back.